Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob, we've reached your favorite portion of our Steelers Victory Monday. You ready?
Good song by Austin City Limits there. I like it.
He's having a good show, I think, Bob.
Yeah, he always does. You put a lot of pressure on him, though. I see it.
At least a 6 out of 10, right?
Bob, the pass rush steps up. I have to step up and try to avoid it. There is multiple blitzers, a corner coming off the edge.
You're turning into Goey Cora there, trying to avoid it all, and just and it comes at you fast from both angles.
He
you
is
have to step
Rick,
up and
Rick
run.
Gofield, too.
He is Dick LeBeau bringing the zone blitz on me, and I had to avoid it. I'm like Josh Allen stepping up in the pocket.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. You should join us tonight over at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino. It's a toast to the fan. We're celebrating our 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. Thanks mostly to Bob. I feel like this incredible honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thanks the best way we know how. Fan buying the first 300 guests a drink. Bob and I will be doing toasts along with the other fan host. The host toast, Bob, you might say.
Yeah,
yes.
Why not?
Come raise
We're
a glass,
the fan.
Hang out with your favorite host, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. Can't wait to see you. That's 6 to 8 p.m. That's the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino. We're going to have a whale of a time, Bob. They just told us we can dress casual. I have a jacket and a nice shirt in the car. I might just wear this Washington Wizards warm-up jersey, though. You think that's appropriate?
It's very casual. Looks nice, yes. I'm going to be coming off the set on television at KDK TV, so I don't know what I'm going to look like. I may have a suit on, or maybe I change.
You're going to have a nice suit on, or you're going to come in like you did at the last fan event, sit down and have a nice glass of wine and spin some yarns, I think.
I was the runner for Bob during the 15th anniversary. I was told, go get Bob this, go get Bob that. Yeah, I brought Bob like a glass of wine. I brought him some hors d'oeuvres.
You did a very good job. I was very happy with your service.
Anything else that I could provide for you, Mr. Pompiani? That'll be $17.50.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Partly cloudy today with a high of Carson Bruner, 44. A low of Franco, 32. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Decisions, decisions, Bob. Let's roll through these quickly. The first one facing Mike Tomlin could be who to play at quarterback. We spent a large portion of the show on this. And this comes at a time, by the way, when the Jets are officially benching Justin Fields, just for your information. Let's hear from Ian Rapoport to inform us before we make our decision and say what the Steelers should do.
This was on the NFL Network.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to have a test this morning just to determine how long he is going to miss with his injured wrist, if he is going to miss time. Here is our understanding. This is something I've been reporting with colleague Tom Pelissero. Aaron Rodgers does have a tiny fracture in his left wrist. That is what the x-ray at the stadium revealed yesterday. The reason why he's going to have more tests after you mentioned a player landed on his wrist, it was torqued in a way, it was just too much pressure and a bone ended up breaking. Aaron Rodgers, to my understanding, has told people close to him that he will be back very soon. He has told more people close to him that he does not want to miss a game. He is pushing to play in this game. I know it seems crazy because he broke a bone in his wrist, but it is a left wrist. If he's able to grip, if he's able to receive the ball on the snap, it is actually possible that Rodgers could play this week. I had someone tell me that he was essentially 50-50 to play this week. So it sounds bad, but Aaron Rodgers does want to play and is trying to see how he could do it for the Steelers.
All right, Bob. So the decision is, will Mike Tomlin play Aaron Rodgers even if he's compromised by this injury? If Rodgers pushes for it, I say yes, Tomlin will let him play. You?
Yeah, I would say yes, too. They brought him in there for this reason. The only thing that concerns me here, if he's not 100%, you could still make that injury worse if you take another hit. And he has been very, very kind of skittish back there about getting hit of late.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that, when you get older, again, I keep harping on the age, but you just don't want to be hit. And especially in that Chargers game, when there was pressure, he looked to get happy feet. That's the only way I can describe it. But he's been around so long, you wouldn't expect that. But I think it's just that thing about getting hit that he wants to avoid it. And in doing so, sometimes get rid of the ball before you need to, or just, you know, I'm willing to get sacked.
Do you think Tomlin, even if he believes it's in his team's best interest to play Rudolph, will play Rodgers if Rodgers lobbies to play? I do.
I do, too. And we'll see how that goes in one game. And if it's a problem, then the decision becomes a bigger one heading into the next.
All right. Decision two. What were the New England Patriots thinking when they decided to trade Kyle Duggar to the Steelers? They essentially gave him away. The Steelers even got a draft pick back. They got Kyle Duggar and a 7th round pick. The Patriots got a 6th round pick. I'm just dumbfounded here. Why, when at the time, and it still could be true, by the way, it still could be true. You don't know how this season will go. Buffalo had a big win. They could be competing with the Steelers for a wild card, or they could face the Steelers down the road at some point here. Why in the world would you give an AFC rival, meaning they're wanting the same thing you want, a player that, at a position of desperate need? What are they doing? And he looks like he's a good player. I had somebody text me or tweet me yesterday, you sold on Duggar yet? Yeah, he looks great through 3 games. I'm still going to wait a little while, but man, he sure looks like a really good player. I thought he probably got beat for a touchdown in that Chargers game, but man, he made up for it yesterday. He had a huge hit, and he had the winning play with a 73-yard interception. Why did the Patriots decide to do this, Bob?
Especially because, as you described, they could very well meet in the playoffs, and you're helping a team that was really kind of desperate in that safety position. They didn't have many hands on deck, you know? And so they needed something, and you're in the same conference, and who knows how things are going to work out. You may face them, and maybe that guy comes up, and just imagine if that happens, if it's Kyle Duggar comes up with a big interception of Drake May, critical game in the 4th quarter of a whatever, wild card game. For nothing. I don't know what Duggar did there to make him in the outs with Mike Vrabel, but clearly something happened there where he was not.
They look the Patriots, this is about the only thing they look dumb for this season, but they look really dumb on this one. I
at least for now.
I
like you said, it's a long
it.
Season. We'll see a lot of ups and downs.
All right. The Bengals go for a 2-point conversion.
Stupid.
With the point already on the board. Bob?
First possession of the game, you're going to do that. So if you miss, that means you're pretty much chasing. And it also means you may be in a situation where you're going to force yourself into doing things you don't want to do later. Makes no sense to me. And the play call was even worse, I thought.
Me too. On all counts, I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered, Bob. And said it while I was watching it. What are you doing? The score's tied. So you get to go to a little before the 1-yard line, like the 1.5 yard, 1.25 yard line, whatever. Whatever it is. I've seen it happen in multiple college and pro games. People going for 2 too early in the game. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. You're going to be the risk is you're going to be chasing that point the rest of the day. I don't get it. And then the play call, essentially, you take Flacco, you split him out wide so nobody covers him. So when you account for that and the guy with the ball, you're trying to block 9 on 11.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Zach Taylor?
It was the opposite of the tush push. There are no tushes pushing anybody.
There are no tushes to push, Bob.
And the thing is, too, you had momentum. You just scored after they scored. The Steelers just scored. They come back.
Right.
You take the crowd, at least temporarily, a little out of the game. You kick the extra point 7-7. By opening the door and missing that the way they did, the crowd is re-engaged. And not only that, the Steelers are re-engaged. It's like, oh, well, you think you're going to need two here? Why are you doing it? I just think it's the coaches really outsmarting themselves with decisions like this.
So do I. And it seems to be an epidemic of, yeah, let's just go for two as soon as we can, especially if we get that penalty. I mean, for what? Didn't the Steelers do this earlier this year? I can't remember.
This early? I don't think in the first possession.
I thought there was a penalty. I can't remember. The Connor Hayward spot on the tush push, and I'll go into a mini soliloquy here. Almost 50 years after Mike Renfro, instant replay remains broken. There's simply not a mechanism by which to fix egregious errors, and I saw it twice yesterday in the NFL, and it probably happened more than that. This was one, and then the criminal pass interference call on the Lions last night when they had a chance to get the ball back late. One of the worst calls I've ever seen. So 50 years after Mike Renfro and however many years after the Saints got robbed of a trip to the Super Bowl because there was no mechanism by which they could get an interference flag thrown when it should have been, we're sitting here in the same spot talking about the same thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Talking about the same thing.
Nobody knows what the difference is between replay assist and a challenge flag. Like, when can replay assist step in? They couldn't step in yesterday on Connor Hayward and say he wasn't anywhere close to the first down marker. They couldn't step in last night. I guess there's no mechanism where they're allowed to say you should not have thrown that flag because there was no interference.
None. And it determined potentially the outcome of the game. What were they looking at? They should have the ability to do that. I totally agree. As soon as I saw that play last night in the Lions game, I'm saying they should make more of a fuss. There was hardly any touching there, and they called pass interference on a third down.
Collinsworth said right away, that is a terrible call.
And it was, but there should be a mechanism. Why have all these things if you can't use them?
Right.
The other thing I haven't seen in I don't know how many weeks is a virtual measurement. What are they doing? If you have that at your disposal, why not
use
it?
There was one in the Broncos game yesterday.
Okay, but
I've
only seen a couple. What a joke. What a joke the entire replay system is.
Here's the thing about virtual measurement. Apparently, whatever the spot is on the field is where they're going to spot it.
Right.
That's a bad way of doing it.
Yeah.
The virtual measurement, if they're going to have the technology, which they do, they can see where the guy actually landed and Because in the case of Connor Hayward, he was
well
short.
Well, how can virtual measurement tell you where a guy landed unless there's chips on his knees or something?
No, you just put a chip in the ball is what I'm talking
about.
But
that doesn't tell you where he landed.
Well, it tells you where the ball is.
It doesn't tell you where the knee landed compared to the ball.
My point is, why would they spot that ball where they did? Both of those guys who came in, you look at the side judges
They're idiots.
They both were at the line of scrimmage when they were coming in. And
I know.
They marked it a full like yard behind, which I didn't understand why that was.
Wait, what? They marked it a yard ahead.
Or ahead, I'm sorry. Yes, ahead.
Yeah.
In other words, it was short. Everyone knew it was short.
Everyone watching the game knew it was short. The Steelers knew it was short. It was short.
Right.
How can that be? How can replay assist not say you're wrong, just correct
it? Well, they should be able to do it. I thought that's what replay assist was, that they can interrupt anybody and call down and say, hey, that's wrong. That's the first down.
What an absolute clown
show. They do have that
ability,
right?
This continues to be. I don't know what their abilities are anymore. I don't know when they're supposed to.
Well, they could tell them to pick up a flag.
Can they tell them to put down a flag? If you see somebody like the Saints play that cost them a Super
Bowl. Should be absolutely.
Where a guy got tackled on a pass play.
That's a bad call. We're wrong. That's not right. They should be able to do it. I don't understand why.
It's mind-boggling, and it's getting more embarrassing by the day, by the week. All right, the roughing the passer calls. There were three of them. First, T.J. Watt. Good call?
Well, first of all, that whole roughing the passer thing, is they made it impossible on officials. He did not land full body weight on him. He actually tried to avoid it, I thought.
I disagree. I thought he leaned into it pretty good there and pile drove him into the turf.
His AC joint was sprained, and he was going to make sure that got even more sprained. But the official has to make that call, I suppose. The ones on Rodgers, to me, did not rise to the level of the Watt one, even though I wouldn't have called any of them. In my opinion, I'm not doing that.
I'm okay with not calling any of them, but the ones on Rodgers, we've talked about this. There's a Tom Brady rule that never gets invoked where guys tackle quarterbacks low. He didn't even tackle Rodgers below the knees.
No, he was at the waist.
And he got called.
And he got called just because of the way the play went. The other one was just
second
was
one
worse.
Was laughable. It was, I've complimented officials on our show, Bob, on Mondays this season. This game was a disgrace. I also thought the DK Metcalf offensive pass interference was a bad call.
Yes. Again, hand fighting.
A little hand fighting.
I don't mind.
Okay, he extended his arms. I don't care.
What I do mind are egregiously grabbing somebody in the arm, you know. But they don't. They seem to want to call a lot of those. Just like at the end of the Lions game. My God, why would you call that in that situation?
Horrifying. And I'm just outraged by it because he had a chance for an epic ending and maybe an extended
game.
And
in this day and age of all sorts of sports issues for gambling and people involved and cases to be made that people have money on the. Wouldn't you bring that to the table?
Well, then they had the nerve.
Wait a minute. Why would you call that? Is that official being? You know, I have those questions now.
Then they had the nerve to put out a statement. The head official put out a statement after the game defending the call.
How would he defend it?
Said he basically he got his arm in the way and it was interfering. I know he didn't. I know. How can the league let that statement go out to the world?
Remember when there was a time when there was an envelope that came on Tuesday and they apologized for
a
call? Do we still have those days? They may send them via email now, but
two more quick decisions. Roman Wilson outsnaps Austin pretty significantly, and Mount Washington outsnaps everybody. He needs to be their starting tight end. I think we've seen that. And also, Roman Wilson getting more snaps than Austin. I don't know if I have a problem with that either, but certainly Mount Washington needs to be the guy. And Pat Freiermuth only targeted once, Bob. Those are three decisions.
And he made a nice catch, and he avoided a tackler to make a first down. He has to be more involved in that. But, yeah, this looks like Jonnu Smith is a guy who's just – I think he was targeted twice with no catches yesterday.
Yeah.
They gave him a year extension of $12 million, too.
Oh, my God. What about the Mount Washington going back to being the primary snap getter at tight end?
I think that's the way it's evolved, and it's going to only continue to get more in that direction.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? He's a good blocker. He can do a lot of things for you on that. And when he gets the ball, you know, people are making business decisions, as they say. They don't want to be anywhere near him. Geno Stone, more than anyone.
He turned to Stone on that play.
He just said, I'm not going to do this. He let him get an extra 10 yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.